You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Freddie Freeman right now is sixth on the Bet Rivers odds list to win NL MVP, Ken Barkley, just in case you're wondering, because I know you've been.
I was wondering about that.
You've been back there calculating and working out all of the different formulas you can to figure out who's going to win every single end of season award, because it's now become your obsession. Now, has this been an obsession of yours before now, or is it really just grown this year? Because you and I have kind of bonded over this. The end of season awards a little bit is like, that's our thing, you know? I feel like that's how we've bonded.
Some of my earliest, you want me to give you the history of me with awards? It's a pretty good history.
Why not?
Actually.
That's so why I asked the question.
Well, I appreciate that. these were markets where I actually feel like if you were like a big sports fan, but you didn't know anything about betting, that like, not that they're good to like cut your teeth on, but you can make like okay choices in them, I guess. Like you like kind of understand, like if you just watch all the games and you follow people on Twitter and you think about like sports and talk about it with your friends or whatever, like you cause a lot of the bets in these markets, like don't pass the laugh test a lot of times, right? Where you're like, you know, if you'd watched the NBA in February, you would have looked at the market and been like, why is Curry the favorite? He's not going to win.
Yeah.
Like you know, NBA most valuable player. Now you may not have been able to know who was going to win between some of the other players. Nobody did. And like, it depended on how they were going to play the rest of the way, but you could have looked at him and been like, what? He'd be like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And, you know, so on the one hand, they're great for that. Now, yes, like the hold in these markets is like insane and you have to overcome that in order to make valuable bets. And it's harder to do that than with like a point spread bet. You know, like some of the prices are really, really, really low, a lot lower than they should be. But I do think awards are, they're just like a different type of, kind of thinking cap you have to put on basically. So when I was like, just kind of like really just starting to get into betting for the first time, had no idea what I was doing, made bad bets all the time. You know, thought I knew so much more than I did, would watch game, like still working at ESPN, would watch every game every night and be like, well, I watch every game every night. No one else does that. Like it's my job. Like how can I not beat this basically? Not understanding that like so many of the skills have nothing to do with watching the games every night, basically to making valuable bets. And, but awards were where I actually had some success, and it was success in finding like long shots in markets that shouldn't be in award markets. So one of the biggest successes that I had early, which like piqued my interest to like get into award betting. I bet Lamar Jackson to win the Heisman Trophy when he was coming back for his second year at Louisville. And I've told this story. I actually think I wrote about it in my college football guide forever ago that I did like whatever, 2018, whatever that was, that they had, and I'll forget the story. I remember it. Louisville was playing Auburn in one of those. Actually, some of the games they just announced. You might have seen college, like they announced all the start times for some of the early college football games. So Louisville and Auburn were playing in one of these, basically. And God, I won't remember who Louisville's starting quarterback was in that game. Reggie Bonifon, maybe somebody like that. Sounds about right. There were like three quarterbacks that were competing for playing time. And all of a sudden they run this kind of like, basically a trick play offensive formation. And there's this guy like split out wide And I'm like, who is this? Like, I didn't wasn't super in-depth knowledge of college football rosters at the time, but I remember watching that game and it was Lamar Jackson as a true freshman, I think. And they ran some play for him where he like runs a sweep and then throws a pass and he throws it like 70 yards in the air. And I'm just like, who is this person? Like, who? I have never heard of you. I'm just, this game's on while I'm like cleaning my apartment. Like, who is this? So he doesn't play a lot that year, and he would admit afterwards that he didn't even know the playbook that year. And then comes back for his next year, and he was listed 110-1 were his odds to win the Heisman Trophy.
Ooh.
And I was like, and I didn't just bet him. That was Deshaun Watson was like in the mix that year too. Jabril Peppers like was a defensive player who actually got a lot of run for Michigan, who actually finished third, I think, to win, and he was like 80-1. I actually had him, which people laughed at the time, and I was like, well, I don't know, like I think he could win. Defensive players never win, but I think he
can. Because there was a lot of Charles Woodson comparisons. I remember that year to him.
That was kind of my thought too.
He was one of the finalists. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it was, anyway, so, like, handicapped that season, had, success with that, and I had had success with, like, zero from, betting point spreads, NFL, like, you know, Sunday 12:58, I'm putting in NFL bets, like, these have any chance of winning long-term, and I'm like, God, here's something where I actually feel like I did well, like, even the bets that I made that didn't win in this pool, like, because only one player can win the Heisman Trophy, I feel like they all, like, did well, like, I feel like I got this right, like, I did it well.
Yeah.
And it was, like, one of the first experiences I've had where I was, like, I, like, kind of nailed this, and I haven't kind of nailed anything in sports betting, so, like, this is, so, like, you know, the kind of the light bulb goes off, and you're, like, well,
that's when it clicks.
Are there to bet on? Yeah, like, what else?
Yeah.
Are there other reward markets? And I know, like, the hold is so crazy the sportsbook takes from some of these that my advice probably should be like run and don't bet into them. But I just think there are so many mispriced things too. Like the sportsbook, I think, treats it like, well, the hold is so high, we could price these guys however we want. And like, who cares? Like, we make money no matter what. Like, who cares? And it's like, nah, like they get stuff wrong a lot and they're slow to adjust to things that happen. Not at all the same as like in a point spread market where like, Marcus Smart's out, that number is pulled in 30 seconds when Marcus Smart's out for like tonight's game or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in award markets. Max Scherzer gets hurt. He's the second favorite the next day to win the Cy Young. Like, I mean, what are we doing? Yeah. So just that piqued my interest. So Lamar Jackson was one. And then I bet on one of my favorites. It is the best and worst award market, in my opinion. It's the best for a lot of reasons. It's the worst for a lot of reasons. NFL Coach of the Year is like an addiction I can't quit, basically.
Oh, man, I can't do that. I can't do it.
It is like my favorite thing, but the last 2 years have really upset me.
Out of all of these awards, that's your favorite.
It's you got to price shop it, because if you just go to one sportsbook, I think the hold is the highest in that awards market of any awards market. They like keep, there's 32 coaches. They're like all 15-1. I'm like, this is like, why am I even doing this sometimes? But that's why you price shop it. You try to find like off markets or whatever. And one of the reasons you're like, why is that your favorite? Sean McVay, when he took over for Jeff Fisher with the Rams, he was 100-1 to win Coach of the Year the next year and won. Jason Garrett won for the Cowboys the next year, I believe. He was 50-1, had that too. So like had a lot of, again, like nailed it a couple times where I was like, these are like really off. These should not be, these long shot prices shouldn't exist. And did not have a lot of success the last couple of years. I feel like I got very unlucky 3 years ago. What year did Harbaugh win instead of Kyle Shanahan? That was 3 years ago. When the Niners,
that was at least 3 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Ravens number one seed lose to the Titans in the divisional round that year. That was 3 years ago. I had Shanahan for like a lot of money. I think he was like one of two coaches that I had bet that year too. And
yeah, Harbaugh was 2019. Won. Yeah. Harbaugh was 2019.
Yeah. 2019, 2021. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So 4 years ago, that was, Rick is bringing up when Matt Nagy won. I had that. Also, I had that.
You know what's crazy? So. That I there are two coaches that I forget won Coach of the Year. It's Matt Nagy.
It's the stupidest award. It's the because it's like
Matt Nagy. When should Jason Garrett of the year?
Right. Yeah. Well, they won. Rick, what did they go? Did they go 12-4 or 11-5? What did they go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
They went 12-4.
12-4, Nagy and Mitch Trubisky that year. Yeah. Their win total that year, by the way, was like 6. I remember that year so well. I had thought about betting the Bears just to go over their wins, but I didn't think they were going to do what they did. But I did like Nagy to win Coach of the Year, because just that's the type of team you're like always kind of looking for that's always going to be in the mix. Like Vrabel won last year, but Zach Taylor fit all the key elements going in. I just hated the. I had such a blind spot for the Bengals. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever done. I had such a blind spot for the Bengals last year where I was convinced they were going to be bad no matter what anyone said. I was just convinced they were going to be bad. And it was just like a hard-headed, stupid thing to do, because it not only did I like miss opportunities to bet them, you know, to do anything last year positively, but I could have bet Taylor Coach of the Year. It was him and Vrabel down the stretch were basically like two of the three co-favorites. Could have easily added Vrabel, made money in that market for the year. But anyway, long-winded answer of just being like, a lot of early success in that market. Heisman, the year Burrow won, Tyler Morales, who obviously is sort of like one of the ancillary members of the show all the time now, and he'll be producing on Monday. He and I both had Burrow for a lot prior to the Texas game in week 2. So just like, you know, had a lot of success. And when you get your teeth kicked in betting like NFL sides when you don't know what you're doing, or putting in like crazy 18 parlays on college basketball Saturdays, when all of that, when you just lose and lose and lose and lose and lose, and then you have success at this kind of stuff, you're kind of like, oh, maybe I should do a little bit more on this. Like, maybe I should spend a little bit more time on it. So, but baseball awards had never, this is the first year I've ever even thought about them on like a more than a, as shallow as humanly possible level. And I had Ohtani last year because somebody told me to bet Ohtani and he was 20 and then I won. But like, I couldn't tell you that I thought about that bet for more than 5 seconds.
Dude, I'm looking at that 2018 Bears team because I had to go back and remember that team.
Sure.
Trubisky threw for 3,200 yards, 24 touchdowns, 12 picks. Nothing great. Did they not have a 1,000-yard receiver or rusher that year?
Do you know how they won so many games?
All turnovers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Right, it was turnovers, wasn't it?
They're the most prominent example. I promise for people listening, I won't do the takeaways thing again.
I forgot all about that team.
Yeah. So they, one of the like tried and true NFL fade mechanisms is whoever leads the league in takeaways, just assume they're going to be bad the next year, basically. Cause it's like all luck, like ball gets tipped in the air. Yep. You pick it, fumble on the ground, you get it, all that kind of stuff. Like you could generate like pressure and sacks and, you know, you can have really good coverage if you have really good corners, obviously, and, you know, defensive scheme. But, like, the lucky win probability plays, the Bears – so I always try to do this in terms of, like, versus league average for that season, because there's, like, more turnovers every year, basically, in the NFL, because there's more passing every year. So there's, like, there's more takeaways, more interceptions. And so you just kind of compare it to the league average. I believe the Bears – had the most takeaways above league average of like any team in NFL history or something. I mean, it was like you looked at it and you just go, my God, this team's going to be terrible next year. I mean, it just, there was no way to replicate it. There was just no way. And if, I don't know if you remember that next off season, this was the first year we did the show, 2019. Remember Trubisky MVP and like all that conversation in the offseason? I'm sure this was only 3 years ago, basically. I'm sure you remember that.
Oh yeah. It was unbelievable how fast that turned around. I mean, you
know, their win total was, I think, 10. I think
remember when everything was Cody Parkey's fault? That was fun.
I mean, just like
I can tell the wounds are still fresh, aren't they?
Yeah, Rick is still the double doink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a double doink. So I'm seeing here, this is Pro Football Reference, though, so I don't know how accurate this is. This says their expected win loss. They said their expected win total was 11.5. Was it that high?
Well, that's expected win is your Pythagorean, like your points scored and points allowed. That's like how many you should have won.
Right. That's the more deeper, nerdier stat than just win total.
So you're saying the wait, what do you have for the win total? Well, the win total wouldn't have been 11.5. It would have been less than that.
Right.
11.5 is like the Super Bowl favorites, 11.5. So, but I believe that's it was 10.5.
There's no way that they had
it was
that
10 or 10.5 the next year. And I, well, I just remember
the following year after this.
Yeah. Well, it was 10 or 10.5 because. At one point, a couple sports books said their biggest liability for MVP was Mitch Trubisky. And it just like anyone with a brain started laughing at that moment, basically. And maybe not that we knew who was going to win MVP that year, but man, that was a wild. It's rare that like you'll always have teams that will appear to be better than they are. And obviously identifying them is like the task of the handicapper to make valuable.
We literally did that last week, right? We did our draft for the teams we thought would overachieve last week.
Like, I think Miami is like draw a big red circle on them is not like a, it won't be like the Bears. You may never see a team like that in the next 20 years. You may never see a team like that Bears team where it was such an obvious regression candidate. Market was so big on them the next year and it was so easily explainable by one statistic. Miami's like that, but they're not the same. They're just better. So it can't be the same.
Yeah.
Like, they just have more talent. And even whatever you think of Tua. At least I think his ceiling is probably higher than Trubisky. I don't know. Who even knows? But
I think his ceiling is higher than the problem with Tua even more. It's just been the fact that he's always hurt. I mean, even last year, he couldn't play an entire season. So that's hurt his development and that's hurt any sort of rhythm that he's had with it. I mean, I'm looking at this, man. The couple of benefits you had, Eddie Jackson and Kyle Fuller combined for 13 interceptions on that
team. Oh, just 13?
Khalil Mack had 12.5 sacks. That was like
probably forced fumbles on all of them. Probably
every single
crazy stuff.
Two fumbles recovered that year and an interception for him. So like, it's just some stuff just comes together for teams. But that's just what it's like. That whole thing, everything about that, you're like, wait, they didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard receiver. Matt Nagy
and Mitch Trubisky was their quarterback of the year,
and Mitch Trubisky was their starting quarterback. Maybe he'll put up the same numbers with the Steelers, and they'll have an overachieving season this year too.
But you know what the craziest thing about that Bears team, because I think I brought this up a couple times a couple years ago or last year, is that they, from a yards per play standpoint, they actually had a better defense the next year, but they obviously won. I mean, how many games they won the year after that? Eight, I think, or something like that. Eight or nine. Maybe nine. Was that the... No, that wasn't the Saints playoff game. Nagy never went under 500, so it had to be like 8 or 9 games.
They're 8-8.
So they went 8-8. So they a 4-game drop. Yards per play, their defense actually played better. But like when you don't get the lucky plays, that affects everything. So like I used this argument with Dallas the other day where I was like, Dallas's defense could be better. Diggs and Parsons are a year older. like they're, you know, more developed, whatever, who knows? Maybe the scheme comes together differently, who cares? But just if Diggs doesn't get a million interceptions, they're going to win fewer games. The defense could be better and they would win fewer games. Just shows you the impact of those single kind of game changing plays. And the Bears that year had more of them than like anyone's ever had.
He did. That's right. He won a Mitch Trubisky won some Nickelodeon award on top of that too. So there's that. Well, he's going to be the starter for the Steelers. So here you go. All right. More You Better You Bet coming up next. BetQL. Ken Barkley, Nick Ashew.